Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. If there's one thing Republicans and Democrats can agree on, it's that this year's presidential election is likely to draw a record number of voters, and particularly voters casting absentee ballots by mail. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me to talk about the election. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So do you expect a record turnout?
Yes, I do, especially when it comes to absentee voters. I think it's going to be far, far more than we've ever seen in a presidential election around here before, and in a lot of places in the country. You know, there's still a lot of fear or apprehension about COVID-19, and some people are very hesitant to vote in their regular polling places because, frankly, they expect them to be crowded and not, you know, particularly socially distanced and that sort of thing. So more people are going to be asking for absentee mail-in ballots.
Now, President Trump's been saying absentee voting is rife with fraud and it'll end up delaying the results. Do you think people are paying attention to that?
I doubt it. I think it's mainly because President's sending some mixed messages on that. You know, earlier this week, he was tweeting a message to supporters in Florida, urging them to do that, to vote by mail. And at the same time, his administration was getting ready to sue the state of Nevada for adopting an all-mail election system. I mean, he seems to want to have it both ways, depending on where, you know, Florida's a state that he won in 2016. Nevada is not.
Now, could a massive number of mail-in ballots cause a delay in our knowing the result of this election?
I'm not sure on a national level that that's going to happen, although it's possible. I think in certain states, like Ohio, it could, in fact, mean a delay just because Ohio is a state where the polling in the presidential race is very, very close. And there are a number of highly competitive congressional races where, you know, the election night results may be in question.
So tell us why the delay. What would cause there to be a delay?
I think one of the principal things is that the U.S. Postal Service. President Trump named a political ally of his as Postmaster General, and the first thing that the Postmaster General did was announce a series of cost-cutting measures that will most people agree are going to result in delayed deliveries. And unless people mail in their ballots very early in the process, there's a chance they could get hung up in the postal system and not arrive at the Board of Elections until by November 3rd, Election Day, and that would be a problem.
So is there any way around that?
Well, there is. Ohio Democrats are arguing that Frank LaRose, the Secretary of State, should allow counties to have more than one drop box for people to go and put their ballots in the box and not have to mail them in. People from the Board of Elections would pick them up every day like a bipartisan team. But Frank LaRose says that he can't do that on his own. He has no objection to it, but he says it's something that the legislature would have to approve. And he's waiting for an opinion from the Attorney General, Dave Yost, on whether or not the legislature can do that. And in the meantime, the clock is ticking away, and it's getting to the point where it would be very difficult for particularly the major counties, to add more secure drop boxes.
So we could have a really long night in Ohio election night.
Yes, we could actually have a very long month, depending on how this goes. I think we ought to be prepared for anything.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time and read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.